The princess prepares for a long journey. A month later, she drives up to the Yenisei. One day the woman awakens to the ringing of shackles. She sees a party of exiles being led away and hands them money. The princess thinks that her lover also once passed through here. The woman's husband participated in the uprising and was arrested. She managed to meet him in prison. She soon learned that he had been sentenced to exile. Now the woman was on her way to follow her husband. In Irkutsk, Rubetskaya meets the governor. Along with the mail comes a message that the heroine's father is seriously ill. He asks his daughter to return, but she has no intention of changing her plans. The governor tells the princess about the terrible life at the mines, but she is determined to share her husband's fate. The governor is convinced that Rubetskaya will not be able to withstand the harsh climate. Catherine replies that she agrees to die beside her husband. The princess signs documents renouncing her inheritance and title.